Good morning, 7:52.
What are the political lessons from the Wisconsin recall vote? We have two perspectives this morning from dueling commentators, Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel. First, here's Cal.
There is one overriding lesson to be learned from this election. Unlike many Republicans, Governor Scott Walker stood by his principles. He said he was going to end Wisconsin's debt, and he did. He said he was going to get spending on public sector jobs under control, and he has. Before he was elected, he said what he would do, and he kept his promises. Republicans in Congress and throughout the country should learn from Walker's example. Rather than cutting and running at the first sign of opposition, Walker stood his ground. A majority of Wisconsin voters seem to appreciate that character quality in a politician. The Liberal Union leadership and Democratic politicians suffered a major blow. It's a great day for sound fiscal policy and promise keeping. Congressional Republicans and Mitt Romney should follow Walker's example.
Now, as you might expect, a different view from Bob Beckel.
Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin survived a recall effort to remove him from office. It was Walker in a Republican-controlled assembly that approved legislation last year that effectively did away with collective bargaining rights of Wisconsin's public employees. Ironically, Wisconsin was the home of Robert Fighting Bob La Follette, the progressive governor, U.S. senator, and 1924 presidential candidate who gave birth to labor rights in the country by passing landmark labor legislation, including the right of all employees, public and private, to collectively bargain for wages and benefits with their employer. Governor Walker and his Republican union busters in the Wisconsin legislature shocked the state by eliminating one of La Follette's greatest legacies. During the recall, massive amounts of money poured into Wisconsin from Republican right-wing funders to save Walker's job. Governor Walker may be the champion of the right-wing money boys, but to me, he's nothing more than a union-busting scab.
Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas are part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP. You can also read Cal and Bob's Common Ground column in USA Today.